Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf. Hayomi Zvachim Daf Chafav. We begin on Chafei Amud Beis, two lines off the bottom of the Amud. Amar Rabbi Ami, Amar Rabbi Elazar. He, Bifnim, the animal, the carbon animal, is inside the Azar, inside the Beis HaMikdash. However, Viragla, its foot, is sticking out. Bechutz is outside. What happens now? So it depends. Chatach, v'archakach shachat, if he severed the foot, and then did the shechita, and it's fine, because the leg was out of the way when the shechita was done. In a minute, the Gemara will ask a question, the obvious question. What do you mean? It's a blemished animal. It's a balmum. An animal without a foot. It's not suitable for karma. We'll get to that in a minute. So, if this happened before shechita, kshera, it's okay. So the karma is fine, but shachat v'achar kachatach psula. If you did the shechita and then remove the foot, then the karma is pasul. Why? Because since at the point of shechita, the leg was outside, so the blood within that leg became pasul, becomes disqualified because of yaitze, because it was outside the area. And then when he proceeds to do the Kabbalah, collection of the blood, some of that external blood now gets mixed into the animal, mixed into the rest of the dam. And now you have a mix of blood, some of it being unsuitable for Zerika, so the carbon is possible. Asks the Gemara, well, what do you mean? Chotach v'acharkach shachat is kshera? If you remove the foot and then the shechita, the carbon is kosher. Balmum kamakriv. He has now offered a blemished animal. During the shechita, it was missing a foot. Ela ema, rather, let's modify the halacha. Certainly, during the shechita, the animal was fully whole and intact. The halacha was said like this. After the shechita, on a complete animal, what happens now? Chotach. V'achakach kibel kshira. If you quickly cut the foot with its problematic, you know, content, got it out of the way, and then did Kabbalah, in which case the blood in the Kabbalah was strictly from the kosher part of the animal, the part that was inside, then kshira, then you're okay. However, kibel v'achakach chotach. If you collected the blood within it, some external blood as well, and then remove the foot, it's too late, psula. Then the carbon is passed. Ask the Gemara, hold it. Chatach v'achakach kibel kshera. So after the shechita, on a full and intact animal, he did chatach, he removed the foot, and then did Kabbalah. It's okay. What do you mean? But we learned a minute ago, actually yesterday, V'amar Abzera, Abzera tells us that the animal has to be unaltered, has to remain intact throughout the Kabbalah as well. From the Shechita into the Kabbalah. You can't actually change it. You can't remove a foot in the middle. V'amar Rab Zera tells us, Hatzurim Eizen Bebuchar. If a fellow clips off part of the ear of a Bechar, even after Shechita, that makes it a Balasmum. V'acharkach Kibbal. And then he followed with Kabbalah. The blood is Pasal. Shenema, the Pasuk says, V'lokachem Dama Par. Kabbalah needs to be from the actual original Par. Par Shahayik Far. That same par that was there before without any changes. So what's going on? Amar b'chizda amar avimi. Let me explain to you what the halacha was all about. Again, he did a shechita on a full animal. Problem is, the leg was outside. So he must somehow sever, you know, the foot, disconnect that foot from the rest of the animal, lest the blood of that foot flow into the rest of the animal and get mixed up with the regular blood. But he can't make it a balas mum. So how do you have it both ways? What's the solution? The answer is, chaytech be'ivar ha-shemagia le'etzem. He cuts away on that limb until he reaches the bone. He doesn't cut through the bone. He just severs the flesh part. So no blood transfers from the external part to the internal part. And that's why it's okay. Now we said kibel v'chaka chatach, however, if he did Kabbalah and then severed, it's too late. Psula. because the blood, the dam of that leg gets mixed in with the rest. Shamas Minah, do you mean to say, can we conclude from this that even dam hamuvla be'ivarim damu, even blood which is absorbed in the limbs, which is not exactly representative of the life force of the animal, is also considered dam? And that's why if it's sitting outside the azara, it becomes pasul, and then it gets mixed in, it makes everything pasul. Is that what you mean to say? Because otherwise, if it's not considered halachically like dam, then Rashi says it's like water, maya ba'alma, just water, and water which leaves the azara doesn't become pasul. The only problem is because it's dam that left the azara. Do you mean to say so? Says the Gemara, no, not necessarily so. You can't conclude anything from this halacha, because perhaps here, although there's no concern about the blood within that leg, but there's a concern about the fat component of the leg, which is like the flesh, and that also gets mixed into the blood system. Dilma mishum shabnunis, perhaps it's because of the fattiness. Okay, now, shamas mina, one more thing we can apparently conclude from this whole halacha, is that basar kachim kalim shiyotsu, lefnei zrikas dam pasul. Typically, kachim kalim, the lighter, lower level karbonis like ishlamim, etc., can be eaten all throughout Yerushalayim. There's no issue with leaving the azara. So, let's assume, this halacha just discussed relates to even kachim kalim. So what's the concern? The leg was outside the azara anyways. In any case, the flesh ends up being transported throughout Yerushalayim. Why is that a problem? Why is that psul yaitze? Apparently, because it left too early. Sure, after the zrika, you can transport the flesh elsewhere throughout the city of Yerushalayim. But Basar Kachim Kal, even the flesh of a Kachim Kal, which in any case is slated to be taken out of the Beis HaMikdash, but if they leave too early, Sheyotzel, Afnezer, because somebody falls, because it's possible. Is that what you mean to say? Which is a whole, discussion, Homachloikis, elsewhere. Do we have a Kachim Kachim? No, perhaps a Sikhma Kachim Kachim, like a Chatas, like an Usher, which in any case is confined to the Azara, in which case if it leaves, there is a psul of Yetz. Tan Rabbanan. Kochei Kadoshim, so the higher level Karbonis, Shechitosim Batzofen, they're meant to be shechted on the north of the Azara. So the Azara, this large hall, is split into two. We're facing west, to the right we have the north side, to the left we have the south side. Kochei Kadoshim meant to be processed on the north of the Azara, on that half. The kibul dam and klisharis batzofen, likewise, the blood of these karbonis are meant to be collected in the klisharis on the north side only. So if he's standing on the south, right across the demarcation line, and he's leaning over, let's say it's crowded, he's on the other side leaning over. Amad vadar, he stands on the south of the line, v'hoishudyad latzofen, and he extends his hands over to the north, where the animal is sitting, v'shachat, and he performs shchita. Does that work? So is tzofen a requirement in the animal only, or does it pertain to the kohen doing the shechita as well? Shechita is like shera. It works. Why? Because the pasuk says that the behema, the carbon, is meant to be al yerech hamizbeach tzofen, on the north side of the mizbeach, on the floor near the mizbeach. The animal is, but not the person. And therefore, in this case, if he extended his hand, v'shachat shechita is like shera. So regarding the shechita, the animal has to be there, but not the person. On the other hand, kibel, if he collects the blood in this same position, he's on the dorim, leaning into the tzofen, kabbalah say psula. In this case, it's possible. Why? Because kabbalah is an actual avoida. Right? It's regarded as an act of avoida, as opposed to shechita, which we said is not really an avoida. It's required, but it's not really technically an avoida. It can be done by non-kohen as well. Avoida begins from Kabbalah, in which case the kohen himself must be positioned in the right location. But if he's standing on the dorim and leaning in, doing Kabbalah and stuff, and it doesn't work. But hichnis roish ha'rubai, if he leans mostly his head and most of his body into the tzofen, okay, that's fine, it's perfect. Kilu nichnas kulai, as though he's entirely inside, because this is the general rule throughout the Torah. Rashi says, "Kedekaimulam b'chala Torah, rubai kekulei, most is considered like the entire thing." Now, pirchasa, let's say the animal jumped around after shechita, v'yotzal darim, and jumped over to the south side after Shechita. The Chazrim came back. So although it left its confines, sure, it's still okay, because Psul Yoytze is only outside the Azara only, not between Dorim and Safim. Okay, so this summarizes the halachos of Kachim Kadosh. What about Kachim Kalam? The Kabbanos of the, you know, lower category, like Yishlamim. Shechitosim Bifnim. As long as the Shechita takes place anywhere in the Azara, it's okay. It doesn't have to be in the Tzafayin. The Kibul Daman B'Klisharis Bifnim. Likewise, the Kabbalah must be inside the Azara. Amar B'chutz V'Chnas Yad Lifnim. So the Kohen is standing, or the Yisrael is standing outside the Azara, and pokes his hand inside and does the Shechita B'Shachat. Once again, it's okay. Shechitosim Kshayir, it's okay, because it's about where the animal is. And that's what counts. But if Kibul, if he does Kabbalah in that manner, Kabbalah is absolute, Kabbalah is possible, because it's about where the person is standing. He has to serve in the Beis HaMikdash only. But if he's mostly leaning inside, in this case, it doesn't work. We're going to see, based on the pasuk later, he has to be, you know, he has to personally be in the, completely in the Azara. So in contrast to the earlier case regarding Tzafin and Darin, where, you know, most of the person is enough, as long as he's mostly leaning into Tzafin, it's enough. Here, in terms of outside versus inside the Beis HaMikdash, it says, Bevoya Meloya Moyed, we're going to see soon, there has to be a complete entry. Most doesn't count. Okay, one more halacha regarding Kachim Kalim. Pirchasa, let's say, after the animal was shechted, it jumped out. V'yotza l'chutz, and jumped out of the Azara. V'chazra, even though it came back, psul, it's possible because of psul yaitze, because it left the confines of the Beis HaMikdash. So once again, says the Gemara Shema Minah, apparently, are you telling me, basur Kachim Kalim, shiyotza l'fnei zirukas dam psulim? Again, we're speaking about Kachim Kalim, which in any case are intended to be consumed throughout Yerushalayim. So what's wrong if it jumps out for a second outside the Azara? Because it's before Zrika, not ready to leave, and it becomes pasul. Is that the conclusion? Dilma ba'aldia, v'yerseres ha'kovid, v'shtei klois. Perhaps the flesh itself would be okay. The problematic issue here is the alia, the tail area, the yerseres ha'kovid, v'shtei klois, the kidneys, all the parts that are meant to be on the mizbeach. So those sections, those components, may not leave the Azara. And if they do, because they're not meant to leave the Azara, they're meant for the Mizbeach, they do, becomes Pasol Yaitzeh. Boimine Abod Shmuel. So Shmuel's father asked his son Shmuel some questions, some trivia questions, Mishmuel. He bifnim ragle bachutz. Mao. So earlier we learned that if the animal was standing in the Beis HaMikdash, the leg was poking out. So as long as you assure there's no mixture of the external blood with the internal blood, it's okay. But l'chatchila, is this the preferred method? I mean, or should you try to get the entire animal inside? He b'fnim v'ragle b'chutz ma'o. The animal's inside, its leg is outside. What's the status? What's the halacha? Amalei says, k'siv, the pasuk says, v'vim l'Hashem, bring the entire animal inside to Hashem, ashtei kulu l'fnim. You meant to ensure that the entire animal is inside. Okay, fine. Next question. Tala v'shochet ma'o. What if he took the animal, we're talking about a kachi kachim, which is meant to be shechted al yerech ha-mizbeach tzafoina, right, on the floor near the mizbeach, and it was hung up midair, suspended midair, and he did the shechita on a hanging animal. Ma'o. Amalei k'sheir, he says it's okay, because it's within, you know, the airspace of the tzafoin of the Azor. What's the problem? Amalei, his father said, ishtabash, to make a big mistake. But in a shechita al yerech v'leka. Pasuk says al yerech. On the side, on the floor near the Mizbeach. Well, like, you don't have it in this case if it's midair. So the animal during Shechita must be situated on the floor. Next question, he asks his son. What about if the Kohen is hanging midair on this bungee rope and he's hanging midair doing the Shechita on the animal which is on the floor? Nitla, meaning the Kohen himself, is suspended b'shachat and he does Shechita in that position. Ma, what's the halacha? So his son figured, okay, just like in the earlier halacha, it was possible. Here as well, it's possible. Amalei, psula, the shechita is possible. Amalei says, no, you're making a mistake. In this case, it's okay. Shtabash, you're making a mistake. Shechita al yerech. The animal that's being shechted must be on the floor. But the person himself need not be with 2 feet on the ground. He could be hanging mid-air while he does the shechita. Right? Because the pasuk says v'shachat oisai al yerecha mizbeach tzafoina. The animal has to be on the floor. Only the animal, but not the person. Question number three. Let's move on to Kabbalah. Nitle v'kibel maho. So the animal was suspended mid-air during the Kabbalah. Does that work? Amar Leih said, his son, Shmuel says, okay, he figured just like in the earlier case it was okay. Ksheira, in this case it's okay too. Amar Leih, no, ishtabasht. You're getting confused. Ein derech sheiros bekach. Here it's different. Kabbalah is bona fide service and must be done in an appropriate manner. You can't be hanging mid-air while you're serving. It doesn't work. Final question. Tala v'kibel maho. What if he hung the animal up while doing Kabbalah to the animal? So the person's on the floor, but the animal's hanging. Once again, Shmuel figured, okay, similar to last case, where he made a mistake and it turned out to be puzzle. In this case, it's puzzle as well, because Kabbalah must be done on the floor. Amalei, no, once again, he says, Shtabash, you're confusing yourself. Shchita al yerech. Only regarding the shchita do we say the animal must be on the floor, as we said before. But like Kabbalah al yerech, there's no need to have the animal placed on the floor during Kabbalah. The person, yeah, because like we said, he has to serve in an appropriate manner, but the animal could be hanging mid-air. So basically, we have two cases where it's okay, two cases where it's not okay. Let's just recap. According to Avodah Shmuel, so regarding Shechita, the Kohen could be hanging mid-air, but the animal will kachim needs to be al yerecha mezbeach tzafayin, kachim kalam. That's okay because there's no din of al yerecha mezbeach tzafayin, doesn't have to be on the floor, but the kachim needs to be on the floor. Regarding Kabbalah, the tables turn. The kohen has to be with his 2 feet on the floor. Hanging is no good. Regarding the carbon itself, even a suspended carbon is okay for Kabbalah. That's Avodah Shmuel's opinion. Amar Abayi, Abayi disagreed on one account, just on one point. So before we see the words inside, so we don't get confused with the terminology, basically it was just there's one point of disagreement. Abayi holds that regarding Kabbalah, if the animal was hung mid-air, regarding Kachi Kodashim, it would be possible. Apparently Abayi holds that just like the Shechita, during Shechita the Kachi Kodashim have to be on the floor, likewise during Kabbalah. That's one point of disagreement here between himself and Avodah Shmuel. Amar Abayi, B'Kadosh Kodashim, regarding Kadosh Kodashim, Kulam Psulis, all four are possible. So the four cases that we discussed, all four except for one. So basically three are possible and one is okay. And he's just adding this one case. The animal who's hanging during Kabbalah would be pasul. Kulam psulis bar minit l'v'shachat, except for the case where the kohen is hanging while he's doing the shechita. So he's adding one more case, which is that during Kabbalah kachi kachim, the animal has to be on the floor during Kabbalah. V'shachat b'kachim kalim. Sorry, bar minit l'v'shachat b'kachim kalim kulam sheiros. Regarding Kachim Kalam, I agree with Avodah Shmuel. It's all okay. Bar, except for one case, bar minit l'vekibel, where the kohen was hanging midair while he did the Kabbalah. That's not the proper method of doing service. So again, Abayi agreed with Avodah Shmuel, basically on everything except for one point. He takes issue with the Kadashi Kadashim animal, which was suspended during its Kabbalah. He says it's possible. And Rava counters that. Amar Rava, what do you mean? Why? You agree that by Kadoshim Kalim, the animal could be hanging during Kabbalah. Why? Because the airspace of the interior of the Beis HaMikdash is regarded like the Beis HaMikdash. Airspace, floor, is the same thing. So then, Bekachim Kachim as well. Nami. Although it needs Tzafin, but the airspace of Tzafin is fine. Avir Tzafin can Tzafin Dami. So if the animal was hanging during its Kabbalah, it should be okay. Elam HaRavah, Rava says, no, actually, I go back to the Shita of Shmuel. I make the own distinction between Kachim Kachim, Kachim Kalim, regarding Kabbalah, the animal could be hanging, no problem. Beim B'Kachim Kadoshim, Beim B'Kachim Kalim, Ksheirois. Everything would be okay, except for the two cases we spoke about, bar, except for min tolav eshachat, b'kodesh kodashim, except where he hung the animal up during the shechita of kodesh kodashim. So you don't have yerech ha-mesbeach, that's one exception, and also where the kohen himself is not presenting himself appropriately. Nitla b'kibel, he suspended mineir during his own kabbalah, ben b'kodesh kodashim, ben kodashim kalim, whether it's this or that, it's not derech sheiros and it's possible. Let's just recap the shitas here. So we spoke about suspensions, right? So during shechita, if the kohen is hanging, it's okay. If the carbon is hanging, kodesh kodashim is possible. Needs to be al yerech mesbeach, kodesh kalma are okay. During kabbalah, the kohen may not be suspended. Needs to be derech sheiros. Regarding the animal hanging, kohen tavod shmuel, it's okay on all accounts. Kohen tabaye by kodesh kodashim would be possible. One more halacha. By minei Rabbi Yirmiya, min Rabbi Zera. Rabbi Yirmiya asked the question of Rabbi Zera. Hu bifnim v'tzitzisa b'chutz. So we speak about the kohen being totally inside the Beis Hamikdash, right? What if he's inside, but his hair after sphira, long hair, is part of his hair is sticking outside. So he's inside, but his hair is outside. Nu? Ma, what's the halacha? Is it considered inside or not? Amar lei. Says Rabbi Zera. Of course not. Lav amris. Don't you say Beviim Lashem regarding the animal indicates entirety? Ashtei kulu l'fnim, the entire animal has to be inside, as we discussed before, Achanami as well, regarding the kain, completely inside. Anything sticking out is not considered. Vevoyam, eloyamoy, when they enter, completely. Achi yavai kulu eloyamoy, completely inside, including his hair. Says the Mishnah. Okay, we proceed to the Zrika of the carbon. Nesan el gabi hakevesh. Problem is, the kohen placed the blood of the carbon in the wrong place, on the ramp of the mizbeach instead of the mizbeach itself. Or he put it on the wall of the mizbeach, but in the wrong place. There was a yesoid, a protruding, foundational feature sticking out from the bottom of the mizbeach, which surrounded most of the mizbeach, but part of it was not covered by this yesoid. So the wall above the yesoid was suitable for application of da'a, but not elsewhere. Shleikinigli yesoid, he put it on the wall of the mizbeach, not above a yisoid, or nosan as hanetana lamata. He placed blood, which is meant to be on the bottom part of the mizbeach. Recall we discussed that there's a delineating line, demarcation line running horizontally across the middle of the mizbeach. It's called a chut hasikra. It's a red marker. So some karbanos' blood is placed on top, some on the bottom half. He switched things around. Nasan, Sanatan Lamata, the blood which is meant to be downstairs, they put Lamala upstairs. Vesanatan Lamala, the blood which is meant to be on the upper half, Lamati placed it on the bottom half. We have two Mizbeachs, external Mizbeach in the Azorah, internal Mizbeach in the Hechel. Some blood goes here, some go there, and he mixed things up. Vesanatan Bifnim, the one that's meant to be inside, in the Hechel, he placed Bechutz on the outside Mizbeach. There are a lot of carbonates that confuse things, so that's what happened. Vesanatan Bechutz, the one that's meant to be outside, Bifnim, he placed on the internal Mizbeach. Pasul, in all these cases, the carbon is pasul. By my carbon, there's no karis. One eats the carbon, it's not like, pigel. Pigel would mean that a carbon was properly processed, except for the fact that he planned on, eating it in a week's time or processing it in a week's time. So that's called pigel. In which case, if a person eats it right now, there's karis. But in this case, it's just a plain deficiency. The carbon is pasul. But there's no karis for one who eats it. Amar Shmuel, listen to this. Shmuel comes and tells us that when the Mishnah says the carbon is pasul, it just means basar. The flesh is pasul for eating purposes. Aval balam is kapru, but the owner got kapari, got atoned for. The carbon is really kosher, except that the flesh cannot be eaten. So it's not fully processed properly, but the carbon technically is kosher. My time, what's the source for this distinction? Damakar, the pasuk says, Vani nesate lochem ala mizbeach lechaper. Right? So the blood is meant to be for the mizbeach, l'chaper. Anyway, on the altar, it works. Kivin shi'igi adam l'mizbeach. Once the blood reaches the mizbeach, whether it's upstairs, downstairs, inside, out, this kapar balam, the owner gets kapara. So that much he gets. Asks the Gemara Yehochi, if that's the case, basar nami. Why not the flesh as well? Once the pasuk allows it, once the pasuk sanctions it, after the fact, it's okay. As long as it reaches the mizbeach somehow, somewhere, why can't he eat the basar? Basar nami. The pasuk says, no, l'chaper, for atonement purposes. L'chaper nasatif. V'l'davar achadis concept only works for kapara, but for nothing else. Alma kasavar. Apparently Shmuel holds shaloibim kaim, even when the blood was placed out of its proper location, kim kaim adam, we treat it like it's in its proper location as long as it reaches the mizbeach somehow. So regarding kapara, as long as it ends up in the mizbeach. Now here comes a kasha. We have a similar Mishnah in the next perek. Tanan, we have the Mishnah Bidach Pirkin coming in the next perek. Speaking about a similar circumstance, similar type of confusion, the son Elakevish, he places the blood on the ramp or on the wall of the Mizbeach, but in the wrong location, looking at the Yisoid, without the Yisoid, Nosan HaSanitan Lamata, Lamala, the one that's supposed to go downstairs, he places upstairs, or the opposite, HaSanitan Lamala, Lamata, the one from upstairs, he places downstairs. Or he mixes up the two Mizbeachs. HaSanitan Bifnim, the one that's meant to be inside, he places Bachutz outside, or vice versa, HaSanitan Bachutz Bifnim. What does the mission say? Show's not over yet. If you can somehow scrape together some more primary blood of the carbon for Zrika, Yaksar Akasha V'Yikabal. So this Mishnah actually is speaking that we'll see in a minute that actually there was a apostle fellow who did it. We'll see in a minute. But Rashi says at this point we figure, no, we're speaking about a regular Kayan. A regular, ordinary, qualified, certified kohen, just he put the blood in the wrong place. The mission says, if you can somehow salvage some more, go back and find some more blood, qualifying blood, you know, dama nefesh, yachzor hakasha v'yikabal, so get a kasha quickly, a certified kohen quickly, do another kabbalah, and redo this rig. End of story. Now the question is, if according to Shmuel, we say, shaloibim kohen, kim kohen adami, even if it's in this wrong place, once the blood reaches anywhere in the Mizbeach, it works. So what's the issue? Why is he even redoing anything? Lomali yachzer, hakasha v'yikabal. Why do you have to redo it? V'chitei merab, you'll say, well, to enable the flesh for consumption. L'hatu basa b'achila. Well, guess what? It's not going to work anyways. Mika zrika. Where then do you find a situation where a zrika is no longer coming for kapara, because kapara has been accomplished already. Zrika d'loim b'chaperas, but it will enable the flesh for consumption. It goes hand in hand. Only the zrika, which accomplishes kapara, accomplishes edibility. But here, it's too late for that. First zrika was already mechaper. It was not mata the basar. You can't come back and do another zrika just for the basar. It doesn't work. So that's the question. Answers the Gemara. We have to clarify something. Who did this misplacement? Who did this? Idiave kasher. If in fact a kohen kasher did the first Zrika Shleibim Kohen Yechonami, then you have a good point. There's no point in redoing it. Hachav Ma'iskin, the mission speaking, they have a puzzle. A disqualified puzzle. A Kohen did it. A person who is not suitable for Avodah. So this Zrika really did nothing. Not only was it not Mata the Basa, it didn't even do Kapara. So of course you have to redo the Zrika. Ask the Gemara, but how could you redo it? It's too late. You know, once the blood reaches the Mizbeach somewhere, which according to Shmuel has significance, so it's done. Process is over. You can't redo it. Let the remaining blood become rejected. It's leftovers. It's done. It's after the fact. It's not as we find. Then in fact, Zrika, even if it's Zrika, which is puzzle, disqualifies the remainder of the blood. It's not Bukulan Shekiblu. So all the individuals were not meant to do Avoida. Psulim, right? Shekiblu Chutlizmani, Pusim Kaimai, they did Kabbalah. With some sort of nefarious plan of processing the carbon in a week's time or eating it outside the Beis HaMikdash, right? So Chutlizmani would be considered Pigul, Chutlizm Kaimai would make it a puzzle. The halacha is that really their thoughts have no impact. Why? Because they have no business being involved in the carbon, they're psulim. So you can redo it. Im yesh dama nefesh. So if all they did was Kabbalah, if you can go back to the animal and find some more blood, do it quickly. Yachzor hakasha v'yikabal, get a proper kohen to do it. Now, the Mishnah spoke about Kabbalah. They only did Kabbalah, apparently, because if they were gone, they would have gone further to the next step. They would have carried out their Zrika, apparently, it's a point of no return, because of Dachui. Kiblu in, only because they did the Kabbalah, they were limited to that. So it allows for a redo. But Zarkulay, apparently, if they did Zrika as well, even though they were Psulim, it's too late. Why? My time. Well, let's assume the reason is Lav Mishum. Isn't it because Dahavi Dachui? Because through their Zrika, they have now rejected the rest of the blood. Becomes Dachui, becomes rejected. Disabled. So we see that even if a puzzle does Rika, it's too late to redo anything. So likewise, in the earlier Mishnah, you're telling me a puzzle did it, but still it's too late to redone. Said Maloy Mishum the puzzle machshava. No, really, if a puzzle does Rika, it allows for a redo. The reason why in this case it's too late is because of their machshava, of chutz lazmanim, some kaimayim. That's a unique situation where it actually disqualifies the carbon. Well, it says the Yochai Kabbalah Nambi. If that's the issue, then likewise during Kabbalah, if they had this type of machshava, the carbon should become possible. Why does the Mishnah allow for a redo? Void, furthermore, in any case, machshava will not affect the carbon. If it was generated by a person who has no business being involved. Void, furthermore, mi pasla machshava does machshava disqualify a carbon in this type of case? When it was carried out by a apostle, Rav tells us, no way, a machshava may elis. Machshava will not impact the carbon, only if the person doing it is a qualified person, in the right location, with the right material, the right setting, right? Ella rather, by me, ella only, by me, shiroi lavoida. If it's being carried out by a kohen who has business doing the avoida. Uvadaba, haroi lavoida, with the proper material for avoida. Uvakam, haroi lavoida, in the proper location. So you can't say that the machshava of the puzzle impacts the carbon. So back to the question. We had a Mishnah that a puzzle was makabel dam with chutz lazmanim chutz kaimayim. You can redo it. And now we understand because his machshava has no effect. The Kabbalah, you can redo it. Right? But we had an inference, a diuk. It sounds like if they did Zrika, no return. And earlier we said that if a puzzle does Zrika, you can redo it. Loitei mezorkuloi. We're making a mistake. Do not make an inference to the effect that if they did Zrika, it's too late. Of course it's not too late. Zrika by a puzzle can be redone. Go find more blood and redo it, as we had suggested earlier. Ella ema, rather, say as follows, Shachtoloi. The Mishnah specifies that the puzzle did Kabbalah with a machshava, no harm was done. Because he has no business doing it. But the diuk is. And in a way, the same would apply to halacha, to zrika, it can be redone, as we had said earlier. What are we excluding? Shchita. Ele'ema Shachtoloi. Shchita doesn't work. So if the puzzle did shchita with a wrong machshava, then the carbon in fact gets impacted in his puzzle. You know why? So my question, what's the point of the Mishnah to tell us the puzzle machshava? That during shchita, even a puzzle can impact the carbon if he has machshava, a wrong machshava, tanina. We already have a Mishnah to that effect. L'ficha chen puzzle machshava. The Mishnah there says that if an unqualified person does shchita, Shchita could be done by anybody. Since he's authorized to do the Shchita, l'ficha chein poistel machshava. Likewise, if he has machshava doing the Shchita, it makes the carbon possible. So that's a known halacha from that Mishnah. You don't have to have new inferences to tell us that. So that was the Gemara. The main point of the next part of the Mishnah is to tell us, HaKamashman, the point here is the mekabal of eilach le'postel machshava. My time, could do rabba. The point of the Mishnah here is to tell us that in fact, anything past Shchita, starting from Kabbalah, through the Halach, through the Zrika, which are bona fide avoida aspects of the Karbon, which are meant to be performed by Kehanim Ksherim, So if it's done by a kohen pasul or by a zar or somebody, it's not authorized. Lo pasul machshava. Machshava does not impact the carbon at all. It can be redone. My time of the rabbi. Exactly, because of what rabbi tells us. Exactly so. Only one who's authorized, who has business doing this, if he has machshava, it makes it pasul. That's the point of that mishnah. So if a pasul engages a carbon during shechita, you can have machshava and destroy the carbon because anybody can do shechita. He's a player. You have to reckon with him. But from shechita onward, Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika, he's a non-player. You can just ignore what he said and what he did. If you can somehow redo it, find more blood and redo it, you can redo it. Okay, so this fits well with Shmuel, who says that although when blood reaches the Mizbeach somehow, somewhere, somewhat, the carbon is kosher, still, the Mishnah in the second parak tells us to redo it. The reason is because it was done by a apostle. Of course you want to redo it, to get kapara. And you could redo it. There's no dikhi, it doesn't get rejected, the carbon is still okay. You can salvage it if you find some more dama nefesh and reapply it on the Mizbeach properly. So in conclusion, preferably the entire animal should be in the azara. Part of it is sticking out during the shechita. Make sure that there's no mix up between the blood outside and blood inside. Right, slice in a way which separates the external from the internal without doing a mum, because the animal has to be intact all throughout the Kabbalah as well. We discussed the halacha of tzafon regarding kaddish kachin. So during shechita, the animal has to be b'tzafon. The person could be standing b'darim as long as he leans in and does the shechita b'tzafon. Regarding Kabbalah, the Kohen as well has to be in Safin. If he's mostly in Safin, that works. Regarding a Kachim Kalim, the Shechita Kabbalah have to be in the Azara anywhere. So that applies to the animal, certainly. Regarding the Shechit, no, he can be standing outside as long as his hands are inside and doing the Shechita. Regarding Kabbalah, the Kabbalah has to be inside as well. Here we say Rubik Kikula doesn't work. He has to be fully inside. This corresponds with the last line of the Gemara there, because Bevaya means entirely inside, even his hair. What about suspended animals, suspended people? So according to Avodah the Shmuel, it depends. During Shechita, the Shechit could be hanging, but the animal has to be on the floor. El Yerech HaMizbeach, talking about Kachi Kadosh. Regarding Kabbalah, tables turn. The animal could be suspended, but the person has to be Derech Sheira, standing with 2 feet on the ground. Shmuel Achidush, although the Mishnah says dam placed in the wrong location makes the carbon pasul, doesn't mean literally pasul. You can't eat the basar, but the carbon is still kosher as per the pasuk. Al mizbeach lechaper, as long as the blood reaches the mizbeach somehow, somewhat, kapara was accomplished. Now, if it was done by a kosher, you can't redo it because it's done. Kapara was done, but if it was done by a pasul, anyways, it doesn't count. So technically, you can redo it if you can salvage some more dam hanefesh. All the best to you and atzlach, Rab.